Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to correct our course. Pull around.
I'm trying.
I told them with a load like that, we need perfect sailing weather. We should wait a couple of days.
Captain! There's water coming in through the hold.
What?
We felt something scrape right across the hull. I thought it was just an engine judder, but then Kyle saw water.
Who's Kyle?
I'm Kyle.
Hello.
Who are these children?
This is Kyle, a friend of my daughter, and...
We're not supposed to be carrying any passengers.
And my name's Maddie. My mum and dad hired this ferry.
Your mum and dad might have sunk it, too. I should never have agreed to this.
Then is this their fault?
We can talk about whose fault it is later. How close are we to the island?
Under normal conditions, we'd be there in 25 minutes. But with the way it is, it could be more like 40, 45.
I'm not sure I can take her safely into the harbour like this.
Are we going to be all right?
We need to get the two of you off here, so I'm going to get a Coast Guard helicopter to come in.
What about you?
They need me here, Kyle. At least you're the only passengers we need to evacuate. Usually there'd be at least 30 people.
Wouldn't you have a better chance if you dumped the cargo?
Yes, I have thought of that, but it's not like dumping a crate of bananas. That thing costs a fortune. If there's any way I can bring us into harbour...
But you might lose the ferry. The cargo is their problem. This ferry is our livelihood.
Yes, I'm aware, but they'll sue us if we dump it.
If it was up to you, though, what would you do?
I'd dump the cargo.
Tell them my life was in danger, that you had to dump the shuttle.
You sound like you want us to dump it. Can we dump the cargo without capsizing the ship? In your opinion, Robbie?
I think so, if it's done fast.
Okay, go and be ready to do it if I give you the signal.
Right.
What about us?
You stay where I can see you. Mayday, mayday, we need assistance. This is the passenger ferry Bloomfield Arrow. We've been holed and are taking on water. We need a helicopter to pick up two passengers. Repeat.
Did you get everything you needed from the other contestants and their families?
Yes. Thank you for setting it all up. It's going to be a great programme, I think.
Oh, we'd hoped you could get a few minutes with Maddie, but she's still not... Is that my phone?
Vaughan, if your sister had entered, do you think she'd have won?
Hello?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But she didn't want to, did she? So it doesn't...
Oh, my...
What is it? What's happening?
Well, the ferry carrying the shuttle is in trouble. It's taking on water and... And Maddie's on board.
Maddie? But how can
she... To be clear, your daughter is on board a sinking ferry.
Out of the way, please.
Careful! Hold on to something.
Whoa!
The sea's getting rougher.
They're not going to be able to bring the helicopter in close enough. It won't be safe.
So we can't get off the ferry?
What are we going to do?
Getting in the lifeboats with the water like this could be even riskier. Captain?
How's it looking up there?
Not good at all.
Coast Guard says the helicopter can't get close enough.
Yeah, I can see. It's your call, but I think we'll have to...
Stop the cargo.
Right. Let's do it.
Where's the ferry?
Over there.
So it hasn't sunk yet?
No, but you can see how low it is. If they're going to make it to shore, they need to dump some weight.
You mean the shuttle?
Oh, they can't. You know how much that thing costs.
Kyle's on there. You realise?
Yes.
That?
and Maddie too. We're very aware.
Is there really nothing else they can do? Can't they get the kids off the ferry with a helicopter? Or...
If they don't dump the shuttle, you're going to lose it anyway. The ferry will go down and take the shuttle with it.
Robbie, can we help?
Help with what?
I don't know. Anything.
No. This is going to be dangerous, you know. When I open those doors, we'll take on more water until the load has gone and we rise up.
What do we do then?
Go back up to the helm. Go!
What's going on? That's not the ferry Robbie's on, is it?
Oh, Anne. Sorry, yeah. He's on there. And Kyle.
Dad's on that ferry? What happened?
It was overloaded, love. The shuttle.
We don't know that was a problem, not yet.
Well, that's my opinion, and I've been working on these ferries for years.
So you've put a kid in danger with this project of yours?
Look, our daughter is on that ferry too. We are all worried.
Okay, we're just hitting a calm patch now.
This is a calm patch?
Relatively, yes. Robbie, you ready down there?
Ready.
Open her up.
Got it.
Good luck.
Hold on to something, kids. The boat's going to rise up very suddenly.
Right.
What are you laughing at?
I'd never been on a boat before today. I assume it's not always like this. Whoa.
Keep her steady. We don't want to capsize her.
What's happening now?
The ferry's rising in the water.
Then does that mean...
They'll have dumped the cargo.
So they're safe. They'll be able to come into harbour.
Let's hope so.
Well, thank God.
Okay, take her in, nice and easy. Want to get this right first time.
What'll happen to the ferry when we're in?
All hands to the pumps, literally. Try to get the water out and patch the holes. But you just focus on getting off safe.
How's she faring?
Good. Well done, Robbie.
I'll tell Mum and Dad you didn't have a choice.
Yeah, they didn't give me much of a choice either. I told them they'd be better off finding another way of bringing it in, but...
They didn't listen, right?
We're coming into port now, Captain.
We clear the way so everyone can get off the ferry and we can send on the pumps.
It goes without saying that you can use any of our equipment and manpower as needed.
Well, that would be amazing. Everyone you can send, please.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now if you can.
I'll call the construction site.
Okay, can you please move back and let them off?
Kyle! Kyle!
Dad!
You're supposed to be grounded.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's my fault. I got on the ferry. Kyle came to find me.
Why?
Dad, do we have to go through it now?
Of course. Wait.
What?
You're the kid who was at the protest.
Yeah, I was.
Did you have something to do with this?
Don't be ridiculous, Dad.
He's just a kid, man. Look, it's been stressful for all of us.
Pretty big coincidence that he was on that ferry.
I went out there to stop Maddie running away. Some thanks I get for
There'll be a full investigation into this. And if you did anything to cause that shuttle to be dumped... I'll be coming for you.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How... does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat. We go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.